This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, the mayor's race for the city of New Orleans is the field is beginning to form itself, and we've had a number of recent announcements, and we've reached out to folks to have them come on and talk to us about their intentions. Yesterday, we had Oliver Thomas on. Today, Arthur Hunter joins us, former Orleans Parish Criminal Court judge and candidate for mayor of New Orleans. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, how you doing, man?
Doing fine, Arthur. If you would, just for a few minutes, talk to our listening audience about why you want to run for mayor.
No, I'm running for mayor because it needs new leadership, and we need to turn the page. Look, about a couple of years ago, I was stopped at a red traffic light at Tulane and Calvin Avenues, and I got hit from behind. And I got out the car and approached two young men in the car and asked them if they were okay. And they nodded, and they looked at me, and they just sped off. Now, no, either those guys recognized who I was, or they thought I was strapped. Now, if I was strapped, and they were strapped, and they would have taken it to another level, we could have a shootout right there in the middle of the street at Tulane and Calvin Avenues. We can't live like that. And, no, look, I have a 13-year-old grandson, and I want him to be safe, healthy, educated. But I also want him to be here to build his future here in New Orleans. And I want to be a future taxpayer. And Newell, look, I am tired of buying tires because of the screwed up streets. And that's only three of the reasons why I'm running for mayor.
So when you look at the landscape today of where we find the city, kind of the state of the city, how would you describe that?
Finger pointing, drama, and nothing's getting done. Look, Dude, when I was on the bench, you know, I started programs that reduced crime, created jobs, improved education, provided treatment to people suffering from mental health and drug addiction, and created programs for kids. And when I left the bench, I started a career training program with Delgado and Gino Inc. But not only that, Noel, I was a New Orleans police officer. I was assigned to the Urban Squad, which is the housing project, in the 5th District, which is 7, 8, and 9 wards. And those are the toughest parts to patrol in the city. And look, when you're in a one-man unit in the middle of the night, in the middle of the desire project, you don't have time for finger-pointing, drama, and kicking the can down the road. You have to make tough decisions in tough situations. That's where we are right now in New Orleans. We're in a tough situation. The city's in trouble. And I believe you need a leader that has done the work, stepped out of his job description to do those programs, and that's where we are right now. We need a leader with who's going to take care of business, fix the problems, and not just talk about the problem.
Arthur, yesterday I had a conversation with Ron Fauché, political analyst. You know him well. Most people do that are in politics. And we both said that probably the most important issue facing the next mayor is this friction point that exists between just delivery of basic city services as opposed to adding new social services.
Yes.
Obviously, one is a little bit more fun than others. You get more positive press, and you go about impacting the city in a different way. But the fact of the matter is that I oftentimes and I said you got to choose one or the other because there's not enough money to go around. People say that we can walk and chew gum. I said fine, but we're tripping all over the place. Where do you fall on that equation?
No, look, I think we have to do both. Let me tell you why. If I floodproof and pave every street in New Orleans and you're still getting carjacked, that's a problem. So as the mayor, you have to do both. And for me, when you talk about social services, I'm talking about doing those things to prevent and reduce crime, as well as enforcing the laws in the city. So you have to do both at the same time.
Do you think the city has the funding to do that? I mean, you know, we find ourselves the other day $800 million problem short on streets program as it relates to FEMA financing because we didn't do it in time. It went on too long, the famous Chinese proverb. But here we are. We only have $600 million of bonding capacity is what they're saying. How do we get out of this pickle? I mean, it seems to me there has to be a shock and awe response that collectively bring all the dollars available for us to finish this mess.
You have to do that. You also have to bring experts on board, too, so we can look at our bonding capacity. But, you know, what I did at criminal court, when we established the reentry court, when I was a veteran treatment court judge, and even a mental health court judge, we brought people together. Different people together, and they brought resources to the table, and we use those resources to leverage to get other resources. We've got to bring people to the table who know what they're doing, look at the problem that we have, and solve that problem. And leverage and the resources that needs to be done in order to fix those streets, you know, provide those basic city services.
And you believe that you're going to be able to do this. You see the landscape that exists out there right now. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, when I got to criminal court, I had kids who came before me were going nowhere. And I believe they needed structure. They needed to be focused. And we created that reentry court program in which we sent those kids to Angola for a minimum of 2 years. They came back with a GED and a skill trait. When I was a mental health court judge, I brought people from across the city to talk about how we're going to deal with mental health. And the same when I started the first veterans treatment court as well. And look, those courts that we started and that I was part of, you now have those courts in St. Tammany and Jefferson Parish and throughout the state. Because something that we started at criminal district court in New Orleans that's positive is now being replicated across the state. It's a matter of bringing the right people to the table, identifying the problem, not just reporting the problem, but identifying the problem, coming up with the policy and those solutions to make it work. And look, let me tell you, every policy, every plan is going to have adjustments and tweaks, and you're going to have teachable moments also. But after a few teachable moments, you're not getting it. I got to find somebody else to do it because it's not about me or you. It's about providing that basic service. And that's the
what do you say that
the city government?
What do you say to those that say I'm listening. I'm hearing you. I understand what's in your wheelhouse. You know, you work with NOPD. You end up becoming a criminal court judge. A lot of these issues, you know, are issues that are known to you. But have you ever run a business? Have you ever run an organization anywhere near the size of the city? And what do you say to those people that say, hey, this doesn't necessarily translate as easily as you want to have people believe that it does? How do you overcome that?
Well, look, I was the chief judge at criminal district court, in which I had to, you know, manage, you know, more than 100 people. But let me say this, basically and fundamentally, if you don't have the right people around you, and that's what it's going to take, having the right people around you, giving them the resources that they need, the empowerment they need to do what they need to do, and holding them accountable. That's basic and fundamental for whatever you do. And look, let me say this too, Noah. For 5 days a week for 23 years, you know what I had to do every morning? I had to be concerned with the victims and the victim's family, the defendant and the defendant's family, NOPD, DA, private defense attorneys, public defender's office, sheriff's office, clerk's office, probation and parole, Department of Correction. You know, along with my colleagues, and appeals going to the Supreme Court. And outside of that, I had to deal with special interest groups, Metropolitan Crime Commission, Police and Justice Foundation, Court Watch, and the media. And on top of that, I had to deal with the cases that came before me, everything from possession of marijuana to death penalty trials. And you see, we just had an execution last week. That's what I had to deal with.
Arthur, what would you say are the three biggest challenges facing the city today? Top three.
Crime, our infrastructure, and what our business environment in the city as well.
Talk to me about that.
About, talking about creating an environment for businesses to succeed. Which means making sure you can get that permit as soon as you can, making sure we teach entrepreneurs how to be entrepreneurs and make sure they have access to capital. Those are the top three. You know, and also, we also have to deal with NARD and how can we make NARD work for all our children?
How about make it work at all?
Yeah, well, it's not. But look, let me say this, too, getting back to this executive function, Newell. Look, when I was a criminal district court judge, I was a trial judge. The buck stopped with me. I didn't rule by committee. And I didn't rule, you know, pointing fingers. I didn't rule, you know, making decisions based on drama, kicking the can down the road, or based on who you know rather than what you know. I had to do that for 5 days a week for 23 years.
Arthur, one of the issues that has come up recently, and it seems to be a bone of contention for a number of people, is that some of our respondents in our procurement process are individuals that really are just leveraging contracts. They don't have any particular expertise in what they're bidding on, and they're just putting folks together. Do you look favorably upon that approach?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why we are where we are in New Orleans. It's based on who you know, not what you know. It's based on who you went to school with, who you grew up with, who's part of your political crew. I don't have a political crew. You know, no, I've been, you know, a police officer, I was a lawyer, and I've been a judge. So, again, I don't have time for politics. That's what we have in this city. We have too much of politics and personality and not enough of policy and fixing the problems and coming up with solutions.
What do you think it's going to take monetarily for you to put on a race for this office?
Mm-hmm. $1 million. But let me say this though, Noel. I did not enter public service for the money, and I've never had money. But you know what I did have? Those, you know, people. The people I meet in the street, the people who know the kind of work I've done, I've always had the people. And look, let me tell you, you know, the person with the most money doesn't always win. And you know, go back to LaToya Cantrell and Desiree Charbonnet. You know, Desiree Charbonnet had all the money. LaToya Cantrell became mayor. So it's not about money. It's about reaching people and letting those people know, you know, that I'm going to take care of your problem. I'm going to take care of our problem. Because it's not just my city, you know, it's your city, it's our city.
Well, I didn't mean to imply that it was all about money. I was just kind of curious what your thought process was, because, you know, I see people that make this decision to run and they think they're going to spend $100,000 and get the name recognition that they need, and it's just not going to happen. You know, they have these unrealistic expectations of this. You know as well as I in politics is that you got to be able to articulate a message, articulate a path to success, and all of that takes money. You know, to get that message out. People will tend to look at you as whether or not you're a serious candidate or not by your ability to put together the coalitions and put together the dollars necessary. I'm not suggesting that you're not. I was just kind of curious what you thought, you know, your target was as it relates to how much of a spend it would take to do so. $1 million is a good amount of money. You know,
it is. No,
it's not easy.
You know,
it's not easy to raise money in this climate today. Quite frankly.
No, it's not. But look, no. look, I am putting together those coalitions coming across the city who share my vision of where the city should be. And look, Bill, let me tell you, nothing takes the place of being in that community and touching people. Nothing takes the place. So you can have $1 million and you think you're fine, but if you're out there touching people, that's what matters most, touching people.
Arthur, how would you grade the city? A, B, C, D, F right now?
B plus.
D or B plus? What did you say?
No, I said a D.
A B plus?
No, a D. D plus.
Oh, D. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now give it a plus, you know, but B plus.
And
let me tell you why. Because look over the last 4 to 8 years, especially the last 4 years. What have we had? You have the city council fighting the mayor fighting the city council, and nothing's getting done. That's what we have. And look, it's time to turn the page, Noel. It's time to turn the page. And look, with all due respect to my, to my opponents who are running from the city council, if you actually believe by promoting them, it's going to get better. No, I think we need to turn the page. We need to do things differently, and we need to make sure we're doing things differently that will make a difference. And that's something I did when I was on criminal district court, and what I'm doing now. Identifying that problem, bringing the right people together, solving it, and making a difference in the city for people.
Arthur, final thoughts?
Noah, look, I have a fundraiser coming up. I'd like you to come there if you get an opportunity. But look, this is my final thought. One thing about me, Noah, is that, look, I never made excuses. If I saw a problem, I dealt with it. I never shifted the blame. I took the responsibility, and, look, we just can't talk about the issues. We have to get the job done. And look, I'm running to make this city safer, stronger, and better for everyone. And look, I've always stepped up to the problems, and I won't stop now. And so I'm ready to lead and deliver the real results, Noah, that we need for the city and the world.
Arthur Hunter, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time. Best of luck to you in this endeavor. And I'm sure and I hope that you will commit to coming back on the show as a lot of these issues kind of reach a maturity level along the timeline of the campaign so that we can talk about them more in depth.
Well, sure. No. And look, have everyone go to, arthurfinola.com. Check out my website.
All righty. Well, thank you, and best of luck to you. That's Arthur Hunter, former Orleans Parish Criminal Court Judge, former NOPD officer, and now a candidate for the mayor of the city of New Orleans. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL.